Deadlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, 4ZZZers. You're on Zedlines with Angus and Jack for your 8 a.m. news. In local news, Lord Mayor Adrian Schrinner has warned of catastrophic flooding in southeast Queensland over summer. The warning comes after Brisbane was hit with 81 millimetres of rain on Saturday, with further heavy rainfall predicted. SEQ Water has already conducted releases from dams, with hundreds of megalitres dumped from the Wivenhoe Dam yesterday. Senior meteorologist from the Bureau of Meteorology, Phelim Hanafy, told the ABC that while rainfall was similar to the 2011 floods, the absence of La Nina conditions meant flooding was in neutral territory. Mr. Hanafy says that high ocean temperatures present a new threat, with more intense cyclones enhancing rainfall over the southeast. In more local news, Queensland pet owners are being urged to protect their dogs from a deadly waterborne disease brought on by recent rainfall. Leptospirosis is a bacterial infection spread through the urine of infected animals, with the infection causing liver failure and death in dogs. Director of Tropical Vet Services Dr. Graham Lauridsen warns that the increased rainfall in parts of Queensland has elevated the risk of the disease spreading. Dr. Lauridsen says that the leptospirosis is the most common lethal infection for unvaccinated dogs in Australia, with a 75% chance of death. In national news, the government is investigating a common over-the-flu counter medication after allegations it causes severe liver damage. The Therapeutic Goods Administration is investigating Bioceutical's cold and flu medication ArmorForce. The investigation was launched after the TGA received 850 complaints with reports of adverse effects including liver damage and anaphylaxis. One report noted that the liver injury led to an autoimmune hepatitis diagnosis, sparking concern the medication could cause similar issues in people with pre-existing autoimmune diseases. Researchers from the Western Sydney University believe that the ingredient Andrographis paniculata is responsible for the adverse effects. The herb is used to relieve cold and flu symptoms, but has been linked to drug hypersensitivity and anaphylaxis by the TGA.
Western Australians will become subject to what it is being touted by the state government as the toughest crime laws in the country. The extra laws would allow the WA police to use metal detecting wand to scan anyone of any age at any time at any place, without needing to suspect you of committing a crime or having a knife. Officers can perform these scans at any location in Perth's 5 protected entertainment precincts like Scarborough and Northbridge. Police ranked inspector and above can only also declare locations as scan zones for 12 hours. Experts say that despite potentially creating safer nights out, the law would give police the ability to perform searches without just cause for reasons unrelated to knives. In international news, 6 people are confirmed dead after multiple earthquakes struck Vanuatu's capital of Port Vila early this morning. Locals are describing the disaster as a mass casualty event, with death toll expected to rise after aftershocks are felt in Vanuatu. A magnitude 7.3 earthquake hit the capital yesterday afternoon, with a magnitude 6 earthquake detected earlier this morning. Caretaker Prime Minister Charlotte Salwai has declared a seven-day state of emergency as they grapple with critical infrastructure damage and overflowing hospitals. The curfew means only essential services will be in operation, with Salwai saying it was a sad and devastating time for Port Vila. Foreign Minister Penny Wong has confirmed Australia is providing search and rescue teams and medical assistance to Vanuatu. For your weather today, Brisbane is cloudy with thunderstorm alerts in place. It is currently 26 degrees in Brisbane, with an expected maximum of 31. There is no fire danger, and the UV index is predicted to reach 7, which is in the high band. The moon today is in the phase of waning gibbous at 92.2%. That's all your news for 8 a.m. We'll be back at 9 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.com.org.au.